So, I'm going to close our eyes, relax our bodies, and turn our attention inward. The process of turning within is a skill that we develop over time with practice. It's the ability to focus our mind using our own will and intention, and not being distracted by our body or the external world or our thoughts and all the pressures and anxieties and things that we bring with us from day to day. But instead, we turn our attention into a deeper place, to a quieter place within us, and hold our attention there. And when we are distracted, bring our intention back. This deeper, quieter place within us, it's something that we all know about, whether we have easy access to it or not. We've all been here at some point or another in our life. Maybe we've been here a lot. Maybe we've been here on special occasions. We've had special events in our life that have reminded us of that peaceful place within us. But the truth is, it's there in every one of us, waiting for us to turn our attention back to it. And the way we do that is by holding our mind in sharp focus, not letting it be distracted. And when it is distracted, bringing it right back. And so, we're going to put all our attention on our heart chakra. That's the area in the middle of our chest, area of our heart. Going to focus all of our attention on that area. I'm going to pay attention to it. Keep at it. focus our minds, we just pay attention. And soon we'll feel an energy in that area. So we continue to focus. Let go of the distractions. Let go of any holding or tension or tightness in our body. It's as if we move our mind down into our heart chakra, and that becomes the center of our attention. We are capable of being the masters of our minds, choosing what we pay attention to. Most often we just go along with what our body and our ego dictate. We lose consciousness. Just go along. Don't choose. We don't make the choices. But leading a satisfying and powerful life requires that we be in charge of our mind. That we not just go along with what our body dictates, with what our ego tells us, with what the external world is trying to get us to do. We choose what we think about, where we put our attention, and that is what we are doing right now. Choosing to focus our minds on our hearts. As we do that, our minds become focused, our body begins to relax, we can choose to let go of control, to let go of knowing what's going to happen in every moment. Let go of our old way of being. And welcoming a new way. This is what transformation is. It's giving up an old way. Becoming new. And we can do this right here and right now. If we're willing to surrender our belief that only we know how to be, that we must be in charge of everything around us, that we must control and manipulate. And we are going to affirm and remember there is a power within us, a divine intelligence, an infinite wisdom that knows everything that we need to know, that has answers to all our questions, that has guidance for every situation, that has creativity, for this we know is the truth, whether we experience it every moment or even in this moment or not, it is recognizable as the truth. And if we can affirm that truth in this moment, as we surrender and let go, so we can begin to say yes to the truth, yes to the power that's within us, yes to the divine presence within us, then we can transform our being. So, we choose consciously. We consciously decide to let go to this truth. To trust this divine spirit. Faith, to know that there is a perfect divine order and a perfect divine plan for our lives, that it isn't up to us all on our own. We have all the support we need to create a big life, a good life, a life worth living. Reason you hold on is because your ego tells you that there is danger in letting go. Because it is so hard for you to imagine that you are so loved, that all your needs are taken care of. That is all that is holding you back from experiencing all the good that could possibly come your way. It's only your thinking, your belief structures, your psychology, your history, all of that is invisible. It's not real. And yet you give it the power to stand between you and divine fulfillment. You empower it with your intention and your attention. You choose to believe in it when you could just as easily believe the truth. Consciously choose to trust. Say it. I trust in God. I trust in the Divine Spirit within me. I trust in that infinite wisdom and intelligence within me. I know there is one power. There is only one power. And I know that I exist within that one power. I am created by it. I exist within it. I am not separate. I never can be separate, and I never will be. I can let go. I can surrender. I can forgive myself. Open my heart and open my mind to the wondrous beauty within me, to the radiant light within me, to the power for good within me. Love is here now. Peace is here. Open your heart and mind to the truth of who you are. Let yourself sink into the pool within you, the soft golden light of love is within you. It's always been there, always will be. It's been alive within you since the beginning. Now you can let your yourself go. This radiant light within you is a real thing. It is alive within you. It burns brightly every day, every moment, whether you choose to be aware of it or not. It is always alive within you. It has always been with you. Has never abandoned you, has never withheld, never judged you or condemned, never punished. It loves you unconditionally. It seeks only the best for you. And brings only what you ask. There is unlimited power and beauty within you. You are a unique and beautiful, precious creation of an infinitely loving creator. Thing that stands between you and unlimited power is your own determination to hold on. You may not even be conscious of it. It is left over from the past. Moment now is yours. Now is the time to teach your heart, your body, what deep gratitude feels like, deep appreciation, open your heart to this feeling. A gift so beautiful and so perfect that there are no words to describe it. Feel that level of gratitude, that level of awe, that level of absolute humility. Yourself be grateful. For a heart filled with gratitude is a receiving heart, as well as a giving heart. The energy flows heart filled with gratitude. The universe responds to a heart filled with gratitude. Now it's time to bring this gratitude, this love, this experience and knowledge of who you are back into your world, into your life, back into this room, in this moment. You are a unique and precious being, a radiant light, a gift and a blessing. It's been my honor and privilege to spend this time with you. I am grateful for your presence. I look forward to our next time together. Until then, I wish you all the best. Go well.